From our Wausau Bureau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seward. A distillery in the Marathon County town of Knowlton is taking a unique approach to crafting spirits and is one of just a handful of distilleries that relies on milk byproducts. The Knowlton House opened its doors in 2023, just down the road from Mullins Cheese. For most cheese factories, whey is a byproduct with limited use, but Knowlton House co-founder and head distiller Heather Mullins is using whey's natural milk sugars to craft vodka, gin, and other spirits, taking a zero-waste approach to the production process. Heather joins us now. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Tell us about how the process works.
Sure. So I'm very blessed to be in a Wisconsin dairy family and with our family cheese factory just down the road. So my husband and his brothers and dad craft the cheese. And when they're done, they're left with 1 pound of cheese, but 9 pounds of liquid whey. And so they've actually found a lot of uses for that whey. They'll pull off the protein and use that for nutritional value for whey protein powder. The cream goes to additional butter manufacturing. And then they also have this lovely milk sugar, the lactose. And a portion of that actually comes down the street to the distillery, and we use that to craft our vodka. So if you think about vodka and what you can make it out of, you can really use any sort of sugar source. So a lot of people are very familiar with wheat vodkas or corn vodka or potato vodka even. In our case, we're just choosing to use one of Wisconsin's, I would call it natural resources in the great dairy state that we have here, and use that milk sugar to craft our vodka. So we use a special strain of yeast. It will eat that milk sugar and turn that into alcohol, which we then distill from there.
Is there a difference in the way it tastes?
Sure. It's a good question. And Shireen, you can probably follow up since I know you've had some of it as well. But it is still a traditional vodka. So if you think about potato vodka, for example, that doesn't taste like potatoes. But there's always some underlying nuance that remains from that raw material you used. So in our case with milk sugar, we actually find that we are left with this sort of silky underlying texture that helps with the smoothness and the almost creamy feel that you get from the vodka while still having a very traditional vodka.
How much experimentation did it take to create the specific recipes you found for your spirits? Because they are very specific, and you just came out with a new gin, for example.
Sure. I'm definitely the science geek of the family. So I am the one that's in the lab playing with all the different prototypes and figuring things out. Probably 10 years ago, after I finished my master's work in brewing science, and really that fermentation piece of the puzzle, I started playing with the idea of changing those milk sugars into alcohol and making a spirit out of it. So let's call that 2 years of concocting recipes in my garage using home brewing equipment until we really kind of nailed down how that fermentation works. Because it is a special process in the sense that you need a very specific type of yeast to actually ferment those sugars and turn them into alcohol. Standard brewing or distilling yeast won't do the job. So it took a lot of work to figure out what the right strain for that was. We did not invent this, but there are, as you mentioned, only a handful in the world doing it. So we're blessed to have that consistent purified source of milk sugar. And then my background in fermentation certainly helped complete that puzzle. We're a good Wisconsin marriage. So
talk a little bit about Knowlton House and its connection to local history.
Even in the brand name that we have Knowlton House, which was actually named after the original tavern in our town. In fact, our town was named after that tavern. In good Wisconsin fashion, we named the town after a bar. but even more personally, the brand of the milk sugar spirits, we named Ten Head. And that's really a shout out to the family's dairy history. Patrick Mullins sold his 10 head of cattle in 1849 in Ireland to escape the famine and come to Wisconsin to become a dairy farmer. The Mullins family is 7 generations deep in Wisconsin dairy, and that's really funded by those original 10 head of cattle. So that's something that we hold close to our chest. It also means that there's a lot of responsibility to showcase those products at the best. Being a dairy family and living in the dairy state, we want to make sure we do those products justice.
Gin and vodka have some similarities when it comes to the process, but whiskey is a whole different animal. So how are you handling the whiskey?
So on the whiskey front, it is actually, you'll see 10 head used for any of our spirits that have milk sugar, but we do also offer whiskey. So we're laying down whiskey barrels. It's going to be a number of years till we launch our own whiskey, but those are produced traditionally. So traditional grain. In fact, you can't use milk sugar and still call something whiskey. It has to come from grain. We're very blessed in the state of Wisconsin to have a great barley malter in Chilton, Wisconsin, where we can get barley from, as well as local farmers for the source for our corn and our rye. So we do take a very traditional approach when it comes to the whiskey front.
How advantageous is it for Mullins cheese to use what would otherwise have been a waste product?
I can't take credit for being the innovative spear on that. They've been innovative for years now. So for decades, they've been using that whey for a variety of things. I'm happy to play my small part, but they are already pulling off that protein for whey protein. They're even pulling out the salts that remain. So they're doing so much to really be sustainable when it comes to whey. It's amazing to see how far the dairy industry has come with what, as you mentioned, used to just be really a byproduct that was spread on farm fields. So we're playing our part, and we're excited to bring something new to that table. But certainly, they've been looking for a lot of great uses with that way.
How crucial are the partnerships that you've developed with other area farmers, when you're talking about bringing in other products and other elements to what you produce?
Right, absolutely. So for us, obviously, the core of things starts with the milk sugar coming down from the cheese factory. But that milk is coming from 700 different farms in about a 90-mile radius of us. So we're blessed to have so many dairy farmers in our area. And then we're trying to use locally wherever we can. For example, our gin that you've mentioned, one of the unique Wisconsin natives that we use in it, is ginseng. And we get that from Sioux Farms right here in Mosinee and Wausau. So it's great to have those connections with our local farms. We're lucky to be in a state that has such a strong agricultural roots and community.
Talk a little bit about the tours and tastings and the classes that you offer. You have quite a range there.
We do. So I can't take credit for those in the sense that I run production, but our hospitality staff really does a fantastic job. So we hope you'll come see us as well. We're a distillery, but we're also want you to feel that destination that you can see what we do here. You can do that by taking a tour. We offer some really fun craft cocktail classes where you can get involved and actually mix up craft cocktails and then take those recipes home with you. We also have a full restaurant that's open Thursday through Sunday. So we really want people to come in and experience it. We've got a dog-friendly patio. When you're sitting there, we really tried to use a lot of glass garage doors and large windows so you can see into that production space and feel like I'm not just at a bar or restaurant. We make things here. Like, this is where it all starts. So we want you to be a part of that. We want our community to really come and join us in that experience.
Knowlton House co-founder and head distiller Heather Mullins, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks, Serena. It was a pleasure.
If you have an idea about something in central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.